listening to the Overdrive Podcast, Hour 3.
Final hour, Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 on the TSN app and up on TSN 2. Brian Hayes, Mike Johnson, Jamie Noodles McLennan. We'll get back into the Maple Leaf deal from yesterday and all the turnover where you see all the different players and prospects and picks that have gone out and all of them that have come in. It's really a drastic change, but a lot of the big boys are still in place here in Toronto, and the expectations are only going to continue to either stay where they are, very high, or increase. So we'll get to that in just a moment. We haven't talked about the Carolina Hurricanes coming out and saying that they will match the offer sheet for Sebastian Aho.
Right.
And I got to give Aho a lot of credit, because did you see what happened with him today on that conference call?
No.
The press release that I saw said it was going to be Tom Dundon, the owner of Carolina.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Don Waddell, the GM, and Sebastian Aho on the conference call. Okay. And somehow his phone wasn't working properly, and they couldn't connect with him. So he got out of it.
Really?
And I think that's the only way to go if you're the player, because you're going to get grilled by the local media.
Did you really want to go to Montreal? Why would you risk it?
Absolutely. Now, he's lucky he's in Carolina.
Yeah, Luke DeCock, and who else is in there? Chip Alexander.
Yeah, there's like four or five people.
Yeah.
Tracy moderating.
Where, again, could you, if it was Mitch Marner that did this and then it got matched, he would get destroyed on that conference call.
Yes.
By people like the media that would destroy him and be like, explain to me why you want to still be here.
There would be a lineup of people.
Oh, man. Or anybody. Line A in Winnipeg, if it got to that point. Or Tkachuk in Calgary.
Yeah.
So I kind of give Aho credit, because he's probably like, I'm not going on. Like, you can say whatever you want.
He threw his phone in the pool.
I'm in Finland, and I'm not coming on because I don't want to put up with it. But at some point, he's going to have to explain himself.
Yeah.
Because even if this was a tactic just simply to get the deal done and he wants to stay in Carolina, at some point you've got to explain why Mark Bergevin told the world that you said you were 100% committed to being a Montreal Canadian.
Exactly. He wanted to come here.
So
what is it?
What's the answer?
It's miscommunication. Yeah. He's misremembering, if I can quote the phrase properly.
Or is it
Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens.
Roger
Clemens, Andy Pettit.
It's lost in translation.
Yeah. Sorry, my English isn't very good.
Yeah.
Lost in translation.
Well, when he shows up in September, someone's still going to ask him the question, but everything's going to be died down.
I think it's a pretty easy out for him to say, I knew Carolina would match. I knew our owner, Mr. Dundon, has the pockets and the commitment to this team, and I'm just so happy that we got the contract worked out, and I knew this would be the fastest way to get it done, and everyone can enjoy their summer. Now, is that entirely true? No. But on some levels, it's...
You can make that believable.
Enough, you could probably let it... fly. And Bergman saying he really wanted to come here because he wants to make his own efforts to sign him look good.
Yeah. Now, Bergman, we were talking about this yesterday. You swing and you miss, but it was kind of a softball swing.
Right. Check swing.
Next one may not be if he decides to. Like, if he calls up and starts, to me, at least he broke through a barrier. Whether he does something with it or not, it remains to be seen.
You got
to
give one more your Mark Bergevin right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He's matched. Where do you go and how much?
But I think it was Point, but my understanding is Point told him or told his agent, I don't want to do that because I want to stay in Tampa.
Yeah, so the player has to sign that.
Right. So that's out the window. Somewhere else. Kyle Connor?
I think Winnipeg would be susceptible. That would be another.
Kevin LeBanc?
In San Jose?
Mid-level?
He's a good player.
Mid-level?
Offense, he'd be a good.
Now you get more creative.
Yeah.
Guy, now, it's going to cost you a second or third rounder, but you're going to make them overpay him by $1 million or so because he's a third liner on that team?
But I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know.
If you're Ottawa, you got to get to the floor. Or Montreal doesn't really need
it. Montreal's not worried about it.
They don't really need
thing is, that's not going to sell as much in Montreal. Not that that's why you do your business. You do your business to build the... But you know that caused a big stir there. Mm-hmm. Here's Bergevin, our hero.
He's proactive.
Going out. He's trying to... If it's Kevin LeBanc, that's a pretty significant fall-off from Sebastian Aho.
All right.
Not saying that you don't believe in the player.
It could be a scenario, flat out, where he uses that as leverage to be like, hey, I want player X, but I'm going to try. Brian, you brought up that scenario yesterday. I want this guy, but I want to trade for this guy. Like, you kind of, you look at it that I may offer sheet him, but actually trade me this guy. Like, you can have... you can let the managers know you're all business.
Well, there's got to be
Montreal
did this for a reason. Like whether maybe they did truly believe they were going to get him. Like maybe they truly believed they were going to get him.
We got a 30% chance. Yeah. Like, we had a shot.
Which
the 21 million was the only thing. It wasn't the 8.5 million. It was the 21 million front loaded.
And Dundon, the owner of Carolina, is talking a big game. Now he's a billionaire. Like 20 million really is not that much. And he's flaunting his cash today, and he's like, this is embarrassing that Montreal would think this would do anything. Of course I'm going to match it. He said something along the lines of, 21 million is nothing for me. But then why are you operating on a budget that the whole hockey world knows?
Yeah, your head coach hires, your general manager hires are also not
very cheap. You got rid of the broadcaster because the reports are you asked them to do a lot more for a lot less.
Yeah.
So you can't give off one impression like you're doing everything on the cheap and then pretend like, no, I made him money and nothing's ever going to concern me.
Right.
Like, of course, people are going to read the tea leaves and say maybe you're not actually going to spend all that money.
Well, they have the smallest coaching staff in the league. They've got the smallest. Like, everything is on bare bones.
I think Gord Miller yesterday during the show, free agent show, said that their ticket revenue, which is the primary driver for NHL teams, not like all the other sports where it's most of the money comes in from television contracts. The primary revenue source for NHL teams is tickets. Their season ticket revenue was, I think, $29 million. And they got to give out 25 of it to Aho in the next 12 months.
Right.
I mean, they're effectively taking all the money they're going to make in tickets this year and giving it to Aho.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he can afford it, but people also don't get rich by giving money away.
Right.
And he wants to operate this arm of many of as many businesses as a business, which means you want to not lose money.
You're right. It's bad business if he probably has an internal budget and wants to live by that, and that may have jammed it up. And Montreal may have thought, we can jam him up here, and this guy may be erratic enough to let a number one centerman go for $8.5 million.
Well, and the Canes appear to be more disappointed with Aho's agent than Aho himself, which publicly is the right move because Aho, he's still your guy and he's got to play for you. Can't put forth the front that you hate the guy because you're going to pay him and he's maybe your most important player or one of them.
Absolutely.
But maybe that's what happened, was the agent convinced Bergevin, based on his conversations with the Canes, they're not going to match.
This will get him.
Yeah.
You know, because that's kind of what it felt like. That it was the agent that was trying to find that middle ground that would make the most sense for his client, for Montreal, and for Carolina to match.
Don't you think 10.5 would have got him?
Nope.
I don't think it makes a difference. Now, you're going to match.
I think an extra first-round pick in that deal. I do believe Dunn in the sense that I think the money would. Like, I know if the salary's higher, that's not great, and the upfront money could be higher then that's not great. But I still think that he probably would have matched no matter what. I don't think the extra first round kicker would have been enough. They would have had a longer conversation.
Isn't 10.5 four first rounders?
More than 10.
Over that. Right. It's like 10.6 plus or whatever.
Right.
That's a different story.
I thought we were talking about below that 10.5 threshold.
No, not the threshold to 10, whatever, 4 or 5 or whatever. I'm talking.
Go over
that threshold.
If and when Carolina officially matches, then Aho's back in Carolina and he plays for the Canes and Montreal has to move on.
Yeah.
And Montreal, they still got a lot of cap space. And
$12 million in cap space.
They got to get better,
because
you've got your cornerstones are guys in their 30s who you're paying a lot of money to.
Yeah.
You
know,
Carey Price and Shea Weber, they want to win.
Yeah.
And you took a big step forward last year. Claude Julien, I think, has established a decent culture and coaching staff and style of play.
Their highest paid forward, Jonathan Drouin.
At what, five and a half or something?
Yeah.
But where else do you go? That's the thing. If it's not another RFA, which I don't believe it will be,
I
could
be
wrong.
I think it's a trade route.
But that's another, where is the next trade? You know, like, everyone assumes it's up the middle that they're looking for.
A terrace, but he's...
It's funny that they say that, though, because if you look down their centerman right now, if you believe Max Domi's a centerman, which you can have that debate, and I'm not sure the answer, he had 70 points last year playing center.
Yeah.
Yeah, Philip Deneau is actually a really solid second, third line checking centerman.
Yeah.
You got Kotkaniemi's the third line center, or second, whatever. He's going to get better, presumably.
Yeah.
Ryan Poehling.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you have four centermen. Now, if you go get a good one, that means you think Max Domi is a winger.
Well, you could push him there. And sorry to interrupt, too, but they also, The Suzuki kid, is he not?
He's going to be a winger.
I think he's probably a winger.
You think he's
going
to push to a wing?
He can play center and junior, but I think he's going to be a winger in the NHL.
Yeah.
So they kind of have four guys that they're all pretty young.
Yeah, they got a good system, and saving the money for those guys is not the worst idea.
Right. It's going to have to pay them all.
It's difficult to sell it to a hockey market like that.
Yeah.
Where they don't put up with ineptitude and losing very well in Montreal.
Yeah. Right.
In fact, it's probably the worst place in the league to lose. I know in Toronto, people are like, oh, it's the worst because they freak out in the media and the fans. They still show up in the rink. Montreal, they will not show up, some people, if you lose a lot. So,
which is weird.
I haven't been in Montreal firsthand. It is more intense of a bubble than it is here in Toronto.
Right. And both languages.
Multiple languages. Each individual languages, media core is smaller, but combined, I think they're bigger.
And there's nothing else to
distract you. There's no basketball team there.
Exactly. Like if Kawhi
baseball
Leonard,
team there.
There's nothing else.
There will be soon, though.
Potentially half a baseball
team. The X-rays
team.
On their way.
Half a baseball
X-rays.
Team. That could, I guess, save the Habs a little bit. But
yeah. You're right.
I wonder if they would have called on Kadri. You know, and if, like, the Leafs have made it clear they're willing to work out deals with their rivals. I don't know what the deal would be. I don't even know what the Leafs would be looking for in return. But if that's what you want is help up the middle, you know, Kadri's now off the market.
Yeah.
You know, Kyle Turris, to your point, Noodles, he's better than he was a year ago, clearly. But that's a big contract and a big commitment.
6 years, you'd have five left on it or four?
I think, to me, what Montreal needs more than anything is a left defenseman. They got
Petrie
and Weber.
Which is where Jake Gardner comes into play.
And their first defenseman is Victor Mete. Their second defenseman is Brett Kulak.
Yeah.
They're in the win now mode. Those guys are NHL players. They're still getting a bit better.
Yeah. Gardner would be interesting if he stayed in the division.
I think that makes if they can get him on some sort of lower term, 3 years.
I'd support that.
$18 million.
Yeah, I'd like to see
$20 million.
You know, I always figured Gardner, because of his history in Toronto, would want out of the bubble.
Back to Minnesota. But
by all accounts, he loves it here.
But here's the question.
He loves it in Toronto. Wants to be in Toronto.
Maybe that's why he hasn't signed. Maybe the marketplaces that are seeking him are ones that are...
He's not seeking them.
Right, under the spotlight, where he's like, all right, I just did 8 years. You know, was it eight?
Yeah, about that, yeah.
Did 8 years. Had the free Jake
I
Gardner.
Did 8 years like he was in Alcatraz.
No, but I'm saying, I did 8 years in a
San
market
Quentin.
That was very intense. But think of how the trajectory of this guy, of this player, his career here in Toronto. A point where people were yelling and screaming, hashtag free Jake Gardner.
Whose legacy will hold up better over time? Kadri or Gardner?
Kadri, I think, but people are pissed at Kadri.
Which I don't, unless I get it because of recency bias. I understand it. Like, the last thing he did as a Maple Leaf was cross-check a guy in the head and get suspended.
But he did it 2 years in a row.
Stupid. No one can condone it. Dumb.
Right.
Dumb. But when he was in the lineup, he didn't get criticized and treated the way that Gardner did.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, in terms of the most explosive moments, that said, it's not like Gardner's history in those series are necessarily going to be held up well. You know, in Game 7 against Boston 2 years ago was a disaster.
Yeah, I think Kadri still, but just because local guy and all of that fun stuff.
I think the blue and white color glasses will remember Nas fondly because he was from here, drafted here, kind of that whole growing up here.
I think he should be, though.
Like,
That. I believe he should have a, not a sterling reputation. He's not an all-time Leaf or anything silly like that.
Legacy row not.
Well, listen, man, drafted, developed, played a long time here.
Right.
And played with passion, put up goals, you know, had some personality. That's a guy.
Everything you want on your team.
Everything you want on your team.
And any idea, the notion that they traded him because of the suspensions the last 2 years? Not buying it.
You're not buying it?
No. Don't you think
I think
to factor in a little bit? A little bit.
Absolutely. Oh. I think there's a couple things. I think he was slotted wrong because of the depth. He's a two playing in a three. So he was never going to score 30 goals again. Just because I think there's enough goals to go around. That may have hurt the player. And good value, good contract. But don't you think there's a 3% chance?
No, it's slightly impacted it.
Where you're like, can't trust this guy. Like, there has to be on some layer. Maybe I'm misspeaking. On some layer, Kyle Dubas has to. The minute that went down, and then they lose in Game 7, and you're pointing to a lot of different factors. Yeah, Austin's ice time, all the blah blah blah. Jake Gardner, and you know Anderson. Yeah. But you're like, could we've used that player?
Of course, they could, but that would be number
eight.
I don't know.
It's number eight on your
12 on their list, or whatever it is.
Okay, let's say it's 8 or 10 on your list.
I don't think it's that low. It's not 8 or 12.
It's 5.
Dude,
it's
these guys
four
are
or five.
I know we treat them like robots and computers, and Kyle's
They're
got
emotional.
This spot. Kyle's a human being. You don't think Brendan Shanahan's a human being? You don't think Brendan Shanahan wasn't sitting there just ready to strangle him that he did that again?
He had a sea bass. Could you imagine if
he fired a water bottle through the wall?
Right. Now,
I think the dust settled before the deal got done.
They breathe, and I think it was part of the equation, but I don't think if he wasn't such a valuable commodity, they wouldn't have traded him
because of that reason.
But here's the thing. Let's say if he doesn't get suspended, maybe he could prove how valuable he was. Let's say they get through Boston, and he's a big part of the reason, more so than Johnsen or Kapanen. Because when it came down to it, they weren't trading Matthews, Tavares, Marner, Nylander. Dubas and company made the decision. Those four guys are not up for grabs today. It doesn't mean things can't change down the road.
Right.
So it became pretty clear. If you wanted to make significant changes, it was either Johnsen, Kadri, or Kapanen.
And Kadri could garner the most. And like that's could you have made that deal yesterday for Kapanen?
No.
So not that's why you make the deal.
And those are the primary reasons why you get done.
Yes.
Right.
Right. But if Kadri. Now, it's all if.
If they went to the conference final and Kadri was a beast.
And everything was looking up the middle.
Right.
We can't change up the middle. Up the middle is exactly why we got to the conference final.
Right.
Then obviously somebody else is going to go to make upgrades.
But you can't
let them believe that the defense was better and would have held up better.
True. Right.
That could extrapolate out.
Correct. You're right. There would have been other things.
It was somewhere in their mind it resonated, but that wasn't the primary motivation.
Right.
Like we need to try to trade this guy. We can't trust him. Let's get Kerfoot in here because we can trust him. He went to Harvard. He's a smart guy. He won't do anything silly in a playoff game.
It's Naz's value, the contract friendly, and what the player can do.
Yeah.
But you know, it
was Tavares who made him expendable
in many ways. Yeah.
But I don't think personally, you would have won with Matthews and Kadri.
Against Boston, you mean?
Yeah, like just going deep in the playoffs. Like I don't think Kadri's an elite two. I think he's a good player.
But is he? You know, who was the second line center in St. Louis?
Well, it depends on.
Is it Bozak?
They shifted him. Bozak was farther down. But St. Louis had a lot more depth. They played, but like take a look at it. If Washington, like there was depth there.
Yeah.
Kuznetsov and Backstrom and that. Like
Crosby and Malkin, no question.
When you're
he's
looking
not in
at
that category.
The pairings of the top two, Kadri's not elite.
Which is also, I think, an important thing to point out.
Right.
That if we're still looking back on the series against Boston, which is again the most recent time we saw them on the ice, this idea that Kadri was the reason it didn't work. The fourth line couldn't match the other fourth line.
No,
is letting the big guys off the hook.
Correct.
And the penalty kill.
Yes. But ultimately, if you have, like, and this is the same thing we had going into last season, and it will roll over to next season. If you have Matthews and Tavares as your 1-2, you should not be getting beat up front. There should not be a tandem in the league, short of maybe Crosby and Malkin, that should be beating you. You know, or there shouldn't be a top, and especially if they're paired with Nylander, who's getting paid and has a ton of talent, and Marner, who will get paid, and obviously we know they have a ton of talent. You should not allow your opponents to have a better top six if you've got that much talent and that much money invested in them.
Offensive production and depth should not be where Toronto comes up short.
An issue.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I think Tampa would be
Tampa's
one that pushes
close,
there.
But
yeah, there's a couple.
There's like very good teams in the league.
Exactly. But you're right.
It shouldn't be, hey, we couldn't. I mean, Matthews, what do you want out of him? Of course, he can't be that guy.
Yeah.
You know,
is
it going to happen every time? No. But at some point, you got to break through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It can't always be, well, they ran into Boston.
But
what do you want? Bergeron. You got to break through.
He was expendable.
You got to crush Krejci, is what you got to do.
Exactly.
If you don't get Bergeron, because he didn't, it was Tavares most of the time, then you got to crush Krejci.
That's right.
But that's.
And do enough to win.
But there's the point.
Yeah.
Charlie Coyle was fantastic in the playoffs.
Yep.
There's your third centerman. Nazem Kadri, not available.
Yep.
Half of them.
Yeah, more than that. Like the final five games of the series, he wasn't there.
It's not
the other pieces factor in.
I'm saying the other pieces factor in a ton.
We're just disagreeing on the percentage of influence of that decision.
I'd say it's 3%. Yeah. It's low, but
okay, so I think it's that. Well, I'm comfortable with that number.
It's a thin layer.
It's way down there.
It's thin layer, but it's still there.
Should not erase all the good stuff that he's done. And
right.
No, I think, again,
the decade that he put in.
Yes. Yeah. And, again, really kick-started the draft, develop,
He was he the first, the kind of the...
It was supposed to be Luke Shen, I think, when you consider it. But Shen, they rushed into the lineup
Didn't
and then
work,
they traded him. So really, it became Kadri, where they sent him back to junior.
The first building block piece from the draft grown internally.
Was Kadri.
That turned into this good team.
Absolutely.
Wasn't the noise that Shen was supposed to be the captain at like 19?
Immediately. He was supposed to run the team. Which was totally unfair to him.
He got a job the other day. Like,
I saw that.
Yeah, he continues
Tampa.
Yeah,
he's in Tampa, Luke Shen.
These teams, but that's it, it's these teams.
They probably look good down there too.
These top, exactly. These top end teams employ one guy like that. Bortuzzo in St. Louis, like you know, there's one guy. Eglin in Vegas, one
big
heavy,
kind of top heavy.
Yeah.
On your in your seven, there's one guy. What you would is almost a throwback, potentially.
Well, and who's that in Toronto? Is it?
Well, it'd be Ben Harper. Technically.
Ben Harper, who they just acquired from Ottawa.
Which you'd be in and out of your lineup and play 30 games, 40 games, or whatever. But that's it's still...
So when Dermott's healthy, and it's CeCe and Riley and Muzzin and Barry and Dermott, who's your sixth guy? Cause I don't
well,
think,
maybe, but I was
it's
saying
not
going to
be Ben Harper.
Maybe it's Kevin Gravel.
I think by the end of the year, I wouldn't be shocked if it's Liljegren or Sandin.
They're probably hoping it's that... Because that would be a good sign that they've developed to that point.
Growth.
But they've got...
I see Ben Harper, Martin Marincin, Kevin Gravel, Justin Hall.
I don't know about
He seems
then.
So far into the doghouse that I don't know
Babs
what...
Babs is... not listen, sold I think him. Babs has a big say in that, and there's, you know...
Yeah. Well, yeah. Babcock is... Exactly. He's going to fill out the game sheet before the game. And, you know, the bottom six, they've turned over a lot of pieces. I don't know if they're better. They might mold into a more productive bottom six. But with Kadri, I know Marlowe is not what he was, but he can still play.
We don't know what the Russian is.
We don't know what Ilya Mikhaev
is. An important player here.
But you're
he's
going
to play, but we don't know if he can play.
Because their third line is going to be Mikhaev.
Yeah.
Kerfoot.
Jewish or is he Russian?
Mikhaev? Mikhaev?
I don't know. Yes, it's Mikhaev.
Jewish Russian.
Okay. Yeah. I think he's going to play. But Trevor Moore might be in that spot. Trevor Moore might be
there. Think he's got enough in his game, Moore? You love the spunk and the kind of looks like he's bombing all around
there.
He feels like a fourth line guy.
He's got 14 minutes? Yeah, exactly.
Yes. He feels more like he's a fourth line option to me.
Yeah.
With Spezza and maybe if he can have some more speed on that line.
Kapanen.
Maybe Kapanen,
Kapanen,
Kerfoot, and
then
Mikhaev.
We'll find out in September.
Exactly.
We're tracking Kawhi Leonard. Apparently, I mean, there's a report out there that he's...
Where is he at?
Well, he's meeting with the Raptors at some point today, we believe. So, I don't know.
3:30 there.
Yeah. I could see a Friday news dump from Kawhi.
Yeah.
Like 5 p.m. Eastern time, long weekend down in the States.
Does Kawhi have any outlets that he uses to announce news? Does he have a Facebook chat room?
No.
Does he have a...
Not that I'm aware of.
Yahoo.
Like somebody was chirping saying, like, he has a MySpace page still or something.
His AOL account.
That's what I see. That's what I see happening.
He's going to send a fax?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you know he's not sitting down and taking his talent somewhere. Well, he's not doing that with Jim
Gray. I think
Gray
it's kind of cool. I'll never forget. I was in Vegas. We had a boys' trip when LeBron announced that he was going...
To Miami.
Taking his talent to South Beach, yeah.
Wasn't it on ESPN?
It was. Jim Gray. It was at the Boys and Girls Club of America in Connecticut.
Yeah.
There was no connection.
The show was
there.
Called The Decision.
Yeah.
And
a 30-minute decision.
But in his defense, it was so poorly executed because there's no way he could look good. Like,
no.
He was just going to come across looking like a pompous, arrogant douche.
Unless he was going back to Cleveland.
Right.
But even then, you're kind of like, why do you need this production?
But they did donate like millions of dollars from that to the Boys and Girls Clubs.
And it's one of the all-time great sports references.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah. You know, I'm taking my talents. Everyone knows it.
Taking my talents.
It's such an arrogant comment. I'm taking my talents
to the set
somewhere.
Of Space Jam 2.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll be taking my talents.
Kind of love it.
And not even to Miami.
To South Beach.
To South Beach.
Just to one strip of Miami that's very popular.
Just one part of Miami. You're going to see my talents
Yeah, I love
just
it.
Moving and shaking down there. All right, so we'll continue to see what's up with Kawhi. And any new information, clearly we'll have it for you. Overdrive continues, TSN 1050 and on TSN 2. All right, the Jays back in action tonight. Boston in town. Vladdy Guerrero Jr., there was a video circulating on Twitter. I retweeted that of him practicing for the home run derby, which
just bombs away.
Now, is that a good idea? I mean, obviously he's young, but it can't be good for your swing, right?
No, it can't.
Like, I'm sure your back. I'm not hoping injury on him, but just like the swing, it'd be like before you head into the British Open, Dustin Johnson go to a long drive contest,
right?
Like, and he starts swinging harder and, you know, trying to do all these different things technically to get the ball out of the park or ball down the fairway. Seems like a bad idea. Seems like something I wouldn't want to do if I played baseball.
No, and I think that has been a
concern. I wouldn't want my players to do.
It. I mean, it might just be a myth. It may just be...
could be wrong.
People being overly concerned, but there have been players in the past who have suggested the home run derby, like, screwed with their swing and, you know, psychologically put them in a weird
little
spot. And, like, Vladdy's still playing games. Like, the All-Star break is next week. He's going to be in the home run derby. I am looking forward to watching it because of him. You know, I generally watch it anyway because there's just nothing else going on.
Right.
But you put Vladdy in there, it's not going to, can't possibly match or meet Vince Carter winning the dunk contest in 2000, I think it was. Mm-hmm. But I think it would be a pretty big moment for Toronto sports fans if Vladdy can win it.
That was pretty cool, the dunk contest.
That was Vince in a nutshell.
Yeah.
That was maybe his biggest moment, which says everything about Vince Carter. Like, it's not like he wasn't a great player here. He was. But it was always more about the highlights and Vince Sanity and Air Canada and the dunk contest and what he, you know, who he's going to dunk on next.
Partly his fault. I mean, it was just young playing and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He's still playing. It's amazing.
Still playing. I don't know where he's signing. He hasn't signed yet.
He hasn't?
No, I don't believe he's
gone. I expect to go down to like New Orleans or one of those teams down there. Kind of like rebuilding.
He's always playing on bad teams. That's the thing. Like, he's not chasing a ring, which I guess I respect in a way.
Because he could go sit on the Warriors bench for $1 million if he wanted to win.
Take the cheap and just play anywhere.
Although, hang on. What if Kawhi signs in L.A.?
I was just going to say,
and they need bodies.
The Lakers.
And you need veteran minimums.
Here's why I don't think he'll do that. Because I think Vince actually wants to play.
Because he doesn't want to just ride the coat. Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
He doesn't want to get to a
point. He gets like 18 minutes a night.
He plays.
Like, averages 10 points.
You look at his numbers in Atlanta, he was playing. Like, now they need him because Atlanta is terrible.
Yeah.
Right.
But he is not interested in just showing up and being the 12th man and a cheerleader. Like, he actually wants to get minutes.
I like that about a guy.
I kind of appreciate that.
I do
that
respect
as well.
That. Instead of being a bench guy on a good team, he's like, I'll play on a poor team and still play.
Higher up in the rotation.
Like, maybe Toronto's in the cards. I don't see it. But
not the one day.
I don't know how
the one day contract.
Whose number you retire first, Vince's or Kawhi's?
Vince's or if Kawhi leaves?
If Kawhi leaves, yes, of course.
Vince or Kawhi? I would not retire either number.
That's not an option.
I know that, but if I had to choose, I would. I would retire Kawhi.
1 year.
Yes.
Not the guy who put the Raptors on the basketball map in the world.
For many years.
I would vote Kawhi Leonard because Kawhi actually won. He hit that shot against Philly in Game 7, and he left via free agency and did so respectfully. He didn't demand out. Right.
It's hard to forget how ugly it was when Vince wanted it.
Yeah, well, that's what
gets lost. And the fact that he made them eat Alonzo Mourning $20 million or whatever it was.
Guy didn't even show up. They couldn't get Alonzo Mourning on the phone.
He just disappeared.
They couldn't get him across. Okay. Now, I do understand that
this is terrible.
Basketball players maybe don't travel outside of America as often. Maybe hockey players travel outside of America or Canada or Sweden, wherever they come from. But this notion from a guy that has lived in the States and spent so much time in there for the better part of 15 years, that somehow Lou Williams had said it on a podcast a couple days ago, well, I mean, you got to get a different bank account and the channels aren't the same. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Are we in the 1800s?
And then okay, you can talk about customs. Fair enough. Like, you have to go through customs.
But they do a good job.
But they come kind of on your plane and just you kind of walk off and fill out a form. It's not that imposing.
No.
So, and then I think somebody else, another media pundit, said the same thing, that the channels are different. It's tricky. I'm like, well, first of all, you can get DirecTV if you want it that badly.
Yeah.
Or just figure out they're all still available. It's not that hard.
Yeah,
talk to your remote control. I want to watch TSN. Right. It goes there. It's fine. I want to watch the basketball game. It's available. And
the Raptors will hook
that up. Today's day and age, you got to get a checking account in Canada. Are you – what?
Yeah.
They bring someone to the rink for you from TD.
Well, that's it. Like,
and or Scotiabank, obviously.
And you can – bank internet, anyways. Like this
the Raptors
idea
will
that
hook all that up for you.
It is too difficult for basketball players to be up in Canada.
It's ridiculous,
ludicrous to me. You can tell me about the weather, okay? Now, also, it's cold in Chicago than it is in Toronto, but we won't get into that.
Yeah,
Boston's further north on latitude than Toronto, but we won't get into that.
Right.
But you can tell me it's cold because it is.
It is. Yeah.
And but don't tell me that you can't find the channels.
Well, and here's another thing about...
You can't open a bank account? Are we 12?
It's so
come
ridiculous.
On!
And they wouldn't have to do it on their own. They'd literally sign an initial one day.
If
and
you
it would be
had
gone.
To, it still shouldn't be too much.
No, and these guys are taking out stacks of cash anyway. Like, they're not too worried about, you know, any of that, I don't
minimum
think.
Balance on their $100 checking account.
But also what gets lost in that, like Lou Williams, he said something along the lines of, it feels like you're playing in Europe. But you're actually not, because when you play in Europe, you never step foot in the United States until the offseason. You play up here, you're in the States half the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
half the games are in the States. Mm-hmm. Like all the road trips, these guys go on multiple road trips a year, 10 days, 14 days. You're in the States the whole time.
Yeah, I don't, it doesn't.
You get to Buffalo in 45 minutes if you need to be in the States.
I bring that back to.
Why would you need to be there?
You don't.
It's the American education system, and I'm being hard on it, but I'll from my own personal experience. I went to one-year high school in the States. Now, this was 1,000 years ago. Mm-hmm. But they focus on their own country.
Yes.
They never, ever, like, people there would literally, like, oh, you live in Canada, you know Dave. Like, there's zero education handed out about anything other than your own country, whereas other countries learn about everything. I remember flat out, and again, this high school, I'm 48 now, so this is 30 years ago, so I'm sure it's changed in the curriculum, but they have no idea of what Canada's all about. They think it's, like you say, it's like Europe, it's like all of these other things. They think it's so much different. It's not. Yeah, a little bit of a bank transaction, big deal. Couple channels, you can sort that out.
Well, they can direct deposit to Bank of America.
That's born and bred in the U.S. because...
Come on.
Yeah, no, they're very parochial. Yeah,
exactly.
They're all about which...
Their own history.
That's okay.
That's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah, and it's not everybody. Let's not pretend like every American is
introverted. That's a blanket statement, and that's, I'm not pointing to anybody. I'm just saying it's more...
No, but that's the truth.
And you can tell me like it's harder for family to visit you because they don't have passports, because I get it, because if you don't live near a border and you don't leave the country, why is not everyone has a passport?
A majority of Americans don't have passports.
Totally get that. We can help you get passports.
Yeah.
But the bank account, the television channels.
No.
Right.
But here's where the Raptors, I don't think, are going to be concerned about that, because I get it if you've never been here or lived here or played
here. Right, he's experienced
that. Kawhi's been here for a year.
He knows better.
Kawhi knows. Now,
of course, Lou Williams has been here.
Lou wanted to stay, too. What got lost in all that, and the Lou Williams comments got blown out of proportion, and he even circled back and said, I got clickbaited, basically, because that wasn't, you know, in the grand scheme of the conversation, because he said he loved it in Toronto. He wanted to re-sign. The Raptors had no interest in re-signing him, and he plays for the Clippers. So he's recruiting Kawhi
Leonard.
He's got
a bit of a vested interest
in
Kawhi coming to his team.
If he was playing somewhere else, then it would be a different story. Exactly. But I always took that with a grain of salt, because Lou Williams is trying to recruit Kawhi Leonard to the Clippers.
Right.
So, of course, they're going to use geography. Yeah. Of course, they're going to say Toronto's in a different country. Like, that's the card they can play. But that's the only card they can play, because the Raptors won a title here.
Right.
And if he comes back, I think they're the best team in the league.
Yeah.
So the Raptors' pitch is sound outside of
that,
outside of geography.
Right.
And there's nothing you can do
about
it.
That's it. Yeah. There's nothing you can do about that. Masai's not going to go in there and talk about it. You know, when they meet today or tonight or whatever it is.
And financially, they can offer the most.
Yeah.
Yes.
They can offer the most money.
Most years.
There's a built-in trust. He's never played with the Clippers or the Lakers, so they can tell you what they're all about, but you've never experienced it.
Right.
You know, all signs point to him returning.
Everything that is controllable
sides
with the Raptors.
The Raptors.
We got a better team.
Yeah.
You know it here. We gave you more money. All those trust factors, training.
You're the man.
You're the man. We've won all that. The one thing that they cannot control is in California's corner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And nothing you can do about that.
Nothing you can do about that.
Yeah.
And that's why, again, you know, the inferiority complex that has been deeply rooted in this city and in the sports landscape, because we're Canadian and we play in the American leagues outside of the NHL, but with baseball and, mm-hmm. And basketball in particular, is so on display here. Because if he leaves, it's simply because of the weather and because
right.
Toronto's
family
in Canada.
And, yeah, like,
because you can't convince me that anybody else that just went through what Kawhi just went through, won a title, would walk. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, if he won a title with the Celtics, I don't think he'd right. be like, I'm out of here. Or if he won a title with Philly or with Charlotte or Washington or...
Right.
I don't know. Maybe he
Although
would
he did
because he always
of,
wanted he, to live
he,
in Cali.
He walked from the Spurs.
Well,
different.
He pushed his way out,
on, but
and
I mean,
that was because their relationship
won.
Fell apart. You're right. He had won. They won in...
But it took yeah. a while. Yeah, it wasn't so quickly.
But
after.
What I'm saying is, yes. like, directly yeah. after...
2 months later, you're going to say, I'm out of here.
You're out because yeah. of what? Because of the weather and because of...
It doesn't make sense.
You know that
Drake Eyre can fly him anywhere he wants.
We're talking
wants
ourselves into it of him staying.
That's the
and
plan.
We have no idea. What
no one
he's
has
doing.
A clue.
But I can get either way. If he says I want to go play for the Lakers, I want to go live in California and play
yeah,
for the Lakers.
You can get there.
Okay. Like I get why if that it is
but it
important
wouldn't have,
to you.
It would have nothing to do with Toronto. It would be more about his personal preference.
Yeah. It's got nothing to do with even being in Canada. It's not Toronto. It's not Canada. It's not the weather. Yeah. It's like, well, it is the weather. He wants to go live near his family
yeah.
where he stays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The longer it goes, I do. Like, if he's sitting at a barbecue, July 4th barbecue, and
yeah,
his buddies are
home,
around.
So great to see you, man.
They're in your ear?
Yeah. Yeah. You can't miss the Christmas party this year. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, you should have seen.
Got to be here for that. Yeah. It was so funny last year. We missed you because you were in
But
Toronto.
You know what? It goes
I just
both
hope
ways.
if he leaves, go to the Clippers. Like, that's the truth. Like, I'm pleading with him. If you're going to leave, don't sign with the Lakers and form a super team, because it changes everything I thought he was all about, which
right.
was anti-Hollywood, anti-teaming up and making it easy, you know.
Yeah.
Avoiding the drama, so to speak. But it's his call. I mean, it's his life in the end. And
yeah.
We're going to hear a decision in the next 2 or 3 days.
Eventually.
Because if he goes anywhere else, it's a toss-up. Even if he comes back to Toronto, if he does not come back to Toronto,
mm-hmm.
the NBA is a toss-up again.
What if it was...
Yes. I think even if he is in Toronto, it's not a lock the Raptors
yeah,
are going
to comes
win.
To Toronto. But if he goes to L.A., it feels...
If it's the Lakers...
Golden State-ish.
Very much so.
And there's no other team in the mix. That's the thing. Like,
I
it's
don't
not
think
the
so.
Two L.A. teams.
Like something, you know what I mean?
Out
like,
of left field. Can
out
you imagine?
Of left Philly. Out of left field, it's
no,
like Philly.
Who else can afford them?
That's right. I don't think these teams can afford them, but... Like, you just,
the
you know
Knicks.
What I mean?
He could go to the Knicks. I think they still have a max slot available.
They do. The yeah. Knicks could afford him.
Yeah. He's
yeah.
not going.
No, you're right. He's going to, that like, it's not going to happen, but that would
no,
be so
like,
typical.
Yeah.
He's going to the Euro
can
League.
Can you imagine
I'm
the basketball
taking
insiders?
My talents to,
yeah. you know? I'm taking my talents.
To Barcelona.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm
so
going
funny.
To Barcelona. I'm out of here. All right, we'll get to our best bets brought to you by ProLine and recap what's been pretty crazy 48 hours in the NHL and the mm-hmm. NBA. Jay's back in action tonight with the Sox in town down at the Dome. Overdrive continues, TSN 1050 and on the TSN app. All right, time now for our best bets brought to you by ProLine. I'm on the Yankees tonight against the Mets, the Subway Series down in New York. I'm on the Yankees tonight, Atlanta, and Oakland. You can find my picks on Twitter at TSN 1050 Radio and get way into the game with ProLine. It's the sports betting game that lets you turn small wagers into big excitement. ProLine, get way into the game. Noodles, this is it for you, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Johnny, you're in here tomorrow again? Or
yeah,
is that
Johnny's
what's going
in
on?
Here. I'm
2 days you got me.
Yes, very nice.
I'm banking on Kawhi to drop tomorrow.
You think it'll happen before 7 p.m. tomorrow?
4 Pacific time, yes. It'll be a 3 local announcement, 6 p.m.
I hope
here.
You're right. I got
this is
believe.
Not informed information. This is straight crapshoot.
Right.
Yeah. But well, before the end of your show, and I say your show because I'm taking, I've got time off, but I'm not going to be like, oh, and disappear. Like, I'll
we'll
float
see
in. You'll see me.
We'll see you at some point.
I like getting in here and having some fun.
Right. Well, I'm off next week, so I
yeah, I'm
I just hope it's not a news dump on Friday night.
You know
what I mean?
It's
like a Kawhi.
Yeah.
news dump.
Facts.
Oh, he sent like a pigeon.
Kawhi news dump, Mitch Marner offer sheet, and Jake Gardner signs.
Right.
Back
and
in
you're
Toronto.
On holiday.
And I'm out of here.
And you're walking out the door.
Yeah. That's just
and
what
the
I
And the Catman's breaking it. It's a yes guy, no guy.
Oh, for days on end. Catman.
Unlimited yes guys.
Yeah, this will be phones open, yes guy, no guy.
Yeah. Well, he was on today, the Catman.
He was,
on
him and
lunch,
Kristen.
And I heard him and Kristen going back and forth today.
Yes guy.
There he is.
Just.
Loving
guns
his
blazing.
Life. Love the tap man.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, we'll see. I hope you're right, Johnny. I hope the announcement comes down tomorrow.
He's met with everyone.
Yep.
He's got all the information he's going to get. He has everything he needs to make the decision.
Yeah.
You know, he can take the time to process it, but he probably was already leaning one way or the other to begin with because that's human nature. No one can ever go into anything with a totally open mind.
Mm-hmm. At some point, you just got to do it.
Got to pull the trigger.
Let's get it.
At some point, you got to make you're going to disappoint people. You're also going to make people very happy. And ultimately, you know, the priority is for him to be happy.
Yeah.
And there's so many different options, long-term, short-term. Like if he comes back with the Raptors, we were talking about this earlier. If it's a one-year deal, the Clippers and Lakers will be waiting for you next year.
Open arms.
Like they're still going to be there with those max contracts because nobody else is going to take them between now and then.
Yeah.
So, you know, that seems like a viable option, but it's up to him. So we'll find out.
Yep.
Hi, Johnny.
Out of our hands.
Out of our hands.
All right, boys.
At some point. All right, man. We'll see you tomorrow.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Should be a good one. Tomorrow, Kawhi watch continues. Maybe the Leafs get up to something else between now and then. We're out of here. Noodles, you're out of here for quite some time.
See you soon.
Enjoy the
see
vacay.
You at some point.
Yes.
We're out of here.
Point.
But this show is back tomorrow at 4 p.m.
You will chat then.